News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Good evening, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you at the 8 o'clock hour on another Sunday night. Glad to be with you. And we're here post-election day. Well, for some of our folks, it was primaries, but for others here in the county and city offices, those elections are over. And I've got a great friend, a young man who's come up to be with me tonight, and I appreciate it so much. Christian Gay is here. Christian, thank you.
Of course, Ed. It's always an honor to be called a great friend of yours. I'll have to go into hiding now, I'm afraid.
Well, I exaggerate.
And,
we had an election here. We've got some elections that were pretty close. You know, I don't buy the fact anymore, you know, my vote don't count because these votes are, and we're going to get into all that here in just a minute.
Yeah, we will.
Any surprises for you necessarily?
Yeah, a lot of surprises. There were, in Kelly Northcutt's race, the one that I managed this time around.
Right.
We actually ended up getting more votes than a hand-picked guy from Bill
hand-picked.
Lee.
Hand-picked. That's exactly right.
The total figure he raised was about 40K, and we raised about 0.3% of that. We raised about 3K.
$3,000.
And we beat him in a race there. I think we thought he was going to be a shoe. And I think it really showed the Republican Party that their money and their candidate are not good enough. And that's kind of some things I want to get into today as we go through the show. So,
sure.
There's a lot of big pictures that I think post-election we're beginning to try to piece together now. And some things are a lot more vague than others. Like, we can't necessarily dictate why people voted in an election like this and why they stayed home. We can't necessarily, we have opinions about it. We can't put our fingers on it, per se.
Sure.
But even so, Jamie Averwater getting beat by Representative Stevens.
Right.
And then Tucker Markram beating Tim Rudd. Not surprises. But it definitely, I think, reinforces the power the incumbency has here in the state and how strong some of these backers networks are. I think it shows that even to challengers, some of these guys are a lot more formidable than I think the opposition would like for them to be. So what different political groups have to do from now is going to have to change their strategies and change it in a hurry.
Right. Sure. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Now, we're going to get into all this, and we've got all the numbers here and all that. And you're welcome to give us a call tonight, 615-893-1450. Jackson's on the board. As I said, Mr. Christian Gay is with us, and we're going to talk local politics mostly right here tonight. And, I'll tell you what, Jackson, let's kick this thing off. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio, WGNS.
Okay. All right, and that's a little rock and roll to kick you off. And this is Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101 FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me and Christian tonight with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send us a text to that same number for those of you that may not want to be heard live on the air. And Jackson will be glad to read it over the air. He'll hand it to me or Christian. We'll be glad to read it for you. Now, you can listen to us, of course, on the good old-fashioned radio. How many people say, where can I get your show? Well, you can find us on the good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM, okay? 100.5 or 101.9 FM. Now, the radio is that device that may be in the dash of your car.
I'm glad you told him where to find it, Ed.
Yeah. I'm telling you. A lot of people, yeah, I don't even listen to radio anymore. So, you know, I don't know. I listen to radio all the time. My wife listens on Alexa. You can watch us live right now on News Radio WGNS. You can go to YouTube, type in Edwin Lee Raymer, and it'll pull us up. You'll see our beautiful faces there on live on YouTube.
Well, yeah, I think we look pretty good, yeah.
Look great. And, well, I do. And you can watch us on Facebook Live, Stitcher, so many different ways, or you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Ran into Angela Bingham out in the parking lot on the way up. Christian was already here. Always a pleasure to talk with her, and doing just a great job with her show, Simplicity. She's here every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Give her a listen. Jason Qualls, good fella, good financial advice, great guest he has, and been on the air for a while. Jason's been on the air longer than I have, and I've been here 11 years now. So everybody doing a great job. We've got a lot of great, good local programming. And as I said, Christian Gay is our guest. Christian, Donald Trump told everybody within the last few days, if I win, you'll never, if all you got to do is vote one more time, you'll never have to vote again.
Oh, isn't, Ed, you're taking that out of context.
Isn't that a comfort?
I think it's a cold comfort. I don't know how long we can continue to play the game that these are just ironic statements being made. Eventually, to a point...
I agree.
It's either ironic or that person's just an idiot.
Right.
And sometimes that line's very, very thin.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah, I and some of his supporters as well. You know, it's I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. This vice president has flat thrown them a boomerang.
This has come out to be a plan, it will be one of the best political operations that any major party in the United States has ever seen, I would think. I hadn't been around for all of it, but I don't know that there's been anything much more comparable to having a presidential candidate come 3 months before an election, 4 months before an election, replacing an incumbent president. You know, even 68 wasn't this crazy with Lyndon Johnson not running for re-election. You know, enough of an historical analysis, but it does beg the question about how much organization, how much neatness is going to be put together in this campaign. Because right now, her focus is going to have to shift to the swing states.
Sure.
Because she won't step foot in Tennessee, not because she doesn't care, but because she knows that using her time and her political capital here just isn't going to work.
Right. And that's where the play for Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, is coming. It's coming into play. We have a caller on the line. Be with you in just a second, because he can provide that a lot of that Rust Belt.
I think Waltz is a better one, though.
He is something else.
I think Waltz is better.
Isn't he something?
I think so. I think Shapiro has too many qualms about him now.
Right.
But.
Yeah. Okay. We got a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead. You're on the air with Christian Gay and Ed Raymer. Hello.
Okay, just give me a minute. The reason Donald Trump has a chance to win is because he's running against Kamala Harris. And this young man that you have on, I don't know how long he's been working, but I called a couple of years ago, and I told you the problem with the Democratic Party in Tennessee is not that they don't have good candidates. I voted for some Democrats the other day, but the problem that they have is the people on the national level, and when people see a D by your name, they start thinking Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, and people like that. And, you know, you're talking about Trump going to do away with democracy. What about all the people? Kamala Harris has never won an election.
Donald Trump hasn't either.
Well, I mean, the thing is, she won her AG election in California.
Stole one, maybe.
No, she hasn't stolen anything.
She's never stolen an election.
No, she hasn't stolen an election. No, sir.
They have just put Kamala Harris up there because she is a black woman. Now, I don't dislike her because she's black. I got a hell of a lot of friends who are black.
Well, good for you.
Well, but Trump said she turned black.
Good for you. Hold on, sir, hold on. I think that is a very maybe nearsighted look, to say it nicely. Only because only because of this. I've heard this argument from a lot of disgruntled Democrats talking about how that she seemed to be just somebody placed into the line in front of President Biden. Well, do you know who the first state was to give their delegates to Vice President Harris? It was this state. It was Tennessee. Correct. And then after that, the rest of them followed suit. Nobody installed Vice President Harris to be the nominee. They didn't. It was quite literally the voting delegations. It was the state governors that got behind them. And I think right now there was a leader in place that is going to unify the Democratic Party that hasn't in a long time. If you're worried about winning Tennessee, then you have to do work that's on the ground in this state. You can't just rely on the national level of politics to ensure that your community is taken care of.
That's the one that affects my income.
It might be. It might too.
They're the ones that charge income tax.
Do you still work, sir? Are you retired?
I'm retired.
Well, how does it affect your income?
Well, first off, they take my Social Security check and charge income tax on it. They charge income tax on money that I've saved over my lifetime. And they
only charge that one time, sir. That's interest.
Question.
That's interest that you earn, and you may pay an income tax there. But you must be a very wealthy person if you're still paying that type of income tax.
Well, I'm lucky. Okay.
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 I'm lucky.
So am I.
My wife and I, we're lucky. I'm not denying that. But the thing that gets me is, if you want to call Donald Trump a liar, he's probably lied a hell of a lot. You tell me a politician.
He probably has.
Yeah. You tell me a politician that
hasn't. Well, no, I don't.
Now, Trump is a blatant liar. Okay.
Let me get my comment out.
Go ahead. Please.
Y'all don't think Kamala Harris has lied. She is saying now that she is not any way responsible for the border being open.
No.
Okay.
Well, she isn't. That wasn't the job of the vice presidency.
That's not the job of vice president.
But that wasn't the job of
the vice president.
But how?
She's the vice president. You know, y'all had a lady on there a few weeks ago, and she was talking about women's rights. What about the women that got raped and murdered by all these illegal immigrants?
What wait. You're out of line. What's the percentage then of women that have been raped by illegal immigrants? Can't even give it to me. You don't know. States don't even report crime of undocumented immigrants. It's true.
That's because there are so many of them they can't.
That's not true. You're telling a lie.
Man, you can sit there and say all that crap you want to. I'm not an idiot. I may have been born in Tennessee.
Nope, I was too, sir. You're not a moron. I'm disagreeing with your statements because they're incorrect, not because
they
I think that you're
correct. You tell me how many illegal immigrants are in this country.
The onus isn't on me to provide evidence for a claim you're making.
Like, you know, all you got to do is look at New York, where they kick veterans out of rooms that they lived in and giving them to illegal immigrants. They fly planes. You know, they got an app now that you can get on that app if you live in Mexico or some of these places, and you can get a plane ride into the U.S. You don't even have to cross the border.
Well, that's the reason we don't need to be building a wall, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we got planes.
No, what we need to do is we need to start kicking ass around the world. The problem, and this is not Democrats, this is every president since I've been alive, okay? And I'm an old man. But everybody in this country is afraid they're going to hurt somebody's feelings in another country. And Donald Trump's not afraid.
Well, hold on.
Donald Trump is shaking in his boots because he's scared to death of Vladimir Putin and that little fat boy in North Korea.
Kim Jong-un, yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Sir, if I can just...
He stays buddies with him because he's scared of him.
Sir, if I can just say one last thing to you, and this is truly the last thing I want to say to you tonight. I appreciate your passion in how you're approaching a situation that you feel as though puts Tennesseans' interests in second place. However, there are issues at hand now that are much more effective than the claim, or much more important than the claims that you're making, that don't help a goal that the Democratic parties have in mind for progress of the future. We can make these accusations of lying and election stealing and everything else all we want to about national politics, but the problem is that we may never know. And you and I, if we argue any more about what we do and what we don't, you know what it is? It's a waste of time. So take your anger and put it into, I don't know, doing phone banks for local candidates. Put it into going to a nonprofit. Do something that gives you power, sir. Don't call into a radio show and yell things that
you're welcome
don't
to call
help
here
you.
Anytime. He's welcome to call here anytime. Anyone's welcome to call here.
Of course,
that's what
you're
I
welcome to call.
Up to.
But the better thing for you to use your time is what I'm saying is to get out in your community and make a difference.
Okay. I've made a difference in my life.
Keep doing it. Okay? Keep doing it then.
I can't do it anymore. I'm not physically able to do it, okay? Oh,
I can understand that.
I'm in poor health and I'm almost blind.
Yeah.
I can't get out in the community and do anything.
You can make a phone call. There are a lot of campaigns that need people to call other voters to get them out and get ready to vote.
Sir, let me say this. We have another caller on the line. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah,
I really
you.
Do.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate your point of view. Even though we may not agree on it.
Well, you know, same. I will say this, Ed, one thing, and it's not political. I've called you a few times.
Right.
And you've let me say what I want to say.
Sure.
You know, and I appreciate that. You know,
that's why I'm here.
You're not called to hang up on somebody if you don't like them.
Or
don't like what they say. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. I bet you $100 if you knew me, you'd like me. And
okay.
If I knew you, I'd probably like you too.
Well, in a way, you do. Sir, thank you so much. We do have another caller. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you.
Time.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line. If they haven't hung up on me yet, hang on a second. And the phone is ringing again, I think. Hang on a minute. You got it there, Jax. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Raymer. How you doing?
Hey, is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing? I just want to tell the thing that makes me, I'm not really mad, but sick, is that people like Stevens and Rudd don't have to go to forums and still win.
Yeah.
They had a forum. They had a forum that they, before early voting started, they didn't even show up. Stevens said he had a fundraiser. I don't know what he's raising funds for, but they don't have to show up.
Okay.
That's why I'm mad at. And I know y'all looked at the numbers.
Oh,
more people early voted than voted on election day.
Yeah,
I know.
About 10,000 voted on election day. About 12,500, whatever it was, voted on the in the early voting. But like they say, Tennessee has the lowest voter turnout of any state in America.
We were talking with Alan Farley Thursday night. He handed us, me and Brian were up at the election.
Election commission.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
10.49%, just about 10.5% of 215,000 plus registered voters.
Yeah.
Folks, this is ridiculous.
And about 6% of that voted early. 6%.
Election Day.
Voted early.
Early vote. Election Day, were 9,900. Let me put on my specs here. I can make it. Okay, 99.28. Walk-in early voting was 12,307.
Early voting did. But what I was going to say, that's what makes me mad. Those two guys only have to show up and can win and do that kind of thing. But like I gotta say, the Democrats, I mean, they're probably going to have a majority, but there was a lady in up near Chattanooga, and as she got primaried, she's been paid out, and she lost. She's Republican.
Right.
mm-hmm. Hayes or whatever name she got. I don't know who primary, but Sheila, she won't be in this next time. And of course, that Johnson's going to run against Viper. Of course, that's nationally. But this guy about Trump, Trump is the only presidential candidate in American history not to concede an election. Okay?
In his first election, Jeff, he got beat by a girl.
We don't go on the electoral guy. So
I know.
The thing about it is Hillary Clinton conceded. She came out and said,
she
Trump
did.
Would even,
yes.
Trump would even do that.
No.
And like you guys said, he told the Christians, you ain't got to vote no more after this. I'll fix it. And somebody said this afternoon, well, he didn't mean that, you know. He meant to. And what I can't stand is these last three elections. Oh, it's the most important one of our lives. You better get out of the most important. The Republicans cry wolf, you know. It's the most important of our lives. You better hurry up and get out and vote and things like that. And I know y'all saw this. That they're supposed to have a debate next month in September. Well, Trump told them, no, he ain't coming. You see that?
Yep. Well, I think they ought to give all the time to Vice President Harris.
Well, I think so, too. Just let her talk about 3 hours and what she wants to do.
Jeff.
What she wants to do and everything. Hey, y'all have a good one. But like I said, that's the one thing that I hate is they don't have to go to a forum. These guys can win. It really makes me sick. But y'all have
I know.
A good one. I hope we'll get out in November.
So. Good talk
Jeff,
to you.
Jeff, I'll talk to you later in the week. Okay, Christian Gay is with us. Thank you for your calls. We're going to be right back. We have another caller. Please hold. Jackson wants me to go to my first series of breaks, and so do I. And Christian and I are going to catch our breath. And we'll be back with Ed Raymer with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. Christian Gay is with us. Jackson's on the board. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you are on the air with me and Christian Gay. Caller, please go ahead.
Hey, Ed. Christian, hello. It's Tiffany Fee.
Oh, thank God, it's Tiffany Fee.
Tiffany! Thank goodness. I don't know if you've been listening, but the fuzz is flying up here tonight. Okay.
You know what? I got a busy tone the first few times I called in.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know if that makes you
Jackson's
feel good or
been
not,
a little but. Busy. He's pressed so many buttons on the phone. I don't know that he knows which one to press next.
I think Tiffany. I think she's put everybody up to it. I think her hands in this.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Causing trouble.
Having the Trump people call up here. Tiffany, congratulations to you on a very well-run race. And I'll let you talk.
Thank you.
I know you're calling in to probably issue some thanks to folks.
Well, I wanted to start off thanking you both. Christian helped with the campaign and knocking on doors. And, you know, Ed, you helped have me on the show a couple of times, and then both of you reaching out behind the scenes multiple times, checking on me. And it takes a lot to run for office, even a school board office, or, right. You know, to run for that. So I can't imagine the pressure on our state candidates and Victoria Broderick, who's running for Congress right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know what it was running just for a local office.
Right. And I know it's awfully soon, but you did pretty good for your first time out. You'd never done this before.
Yeah.
You were not an outgoing person. I saw what your husband wrote for you on Facebook. Very nice. Very, very touching. I know it's a little soon, but would you consider doing it again or some other office maybe? I don't know.
You know what? I said I was taking this weekend off and
right.
then getting back to work. I've been saying for a lot of the campaign, I was saying, no, there's no way. How do people do this? No, there's no way I'd run again. And then I felt like the last little bit of the campaign, we were finally like getting our, you know, our rhythm and really figuring out how we personally like to run things on our team, and that it was over. So
yeah.
I would consider it, or I definitely will be involved with, if it's not my own campaign, I'll be involved with campaigns behind the scenes. But
right.
I wanted to thank everybody that voted for me. I know it can feel like a defeat when you back a candidate. And whether it's just your energy researching them, or it's your money or your time, and when that campaign loses, that candidate loses, it can feel like such a defeat and just make you not want to try again. And I want to make sure that that's not what happens, that the momentum continues. It continues into the November races, and then it continues on through our community, regardless of what race you're involved in. We're paying attention to. If
right.
we can just put that energy and that motivation into our community and work together and build our community together, that's the biggest thing that I want to make sure that we do. You know, you guys touched on this earlier, the 10.5% voter turnout. That's embarrassing for us as a county. That's embarrassing.
You know, I will say Brian Barrett and I just sit up to the election commission on these nights, and we just look at each other and shake our head and say, why are people not coming out and voting? You know,
yeah.
I mean, they don't. I don't care how you vote. Well, just come on out and vote, will you? I mean, yeah, I wish you'd vote a certain way, you know, but that ain't the way the world works. But they won't even come vote, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, but I'm going to tell you, you garnered nearly 1,400 votes. Tiffany, that's a bunch of people. I'm telling you, that's a bunch
of... I tell you, it is, especially for someone who is as left as I am. And
right.
it was my very first campaign. But let me tell you, District 2, Zone 2 on the school board, Stan Bott won that with only 1,400 and some. He got like maybe 100 more votes than I did, and he won his race. Now, I lost by almost 1,000. But that's how many people aren't showing up. The second place in my district almost could have won, you know, almost
right.
got the winning votes in another district. So,
well, as we've said before, Democrats will not. Now, I'm going to be hard on our own party. Democrats will not get off their butt and go vote. They won't do it. I'll guarantee
yeah.
if y'all walk around, did you vote? Well, no, I was busy. You're busy. Easiest county in the state of Tennessee to vote in. Alan Farley's made it as easy as he possibly can, and you were too busy to stop by. I mean, we've got election places all over the place, and you were too busy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy it.
I think a part of that is that we're not having enough local candidates run. It's hard to get motivated when you don't see enough local Democrats running.
That's true, too.
Okay, so
Christian.
I wanted to see how long I could get into the show without with like before I felt it was time for me to say just a little something on voting. Every time elections come around, I hear from Democrats complaints about voter turnout, right? And this time, we know that it was 10% of the eligible voting populace. Kelly lost by 150 votes. Mariah lost in 2022. She lost by 33.
Right.
And the races in District 49 are always tight, with Republicans winning every time. Then come the next day, the voters are the ones taken to the woodshed and browbeaten. Voting is an execution of political power. Political power comes from organized groups of people. Simply, when you have no organization, you have no power. If you go into elections with a lick and a prayer, then you aren't going to get the desired results. So then going after the voters for their lack of action when a party hasn't done anything to earn the support wholesale doesn't add up. Blaming right. political weakness on the lack of turnout is a choice. And who's to say that if all the people voted that we wanted to, that any one of these candidates would have won? The data that we get from the state Democratic Party isn't all that effective, and the county party's data is worse. And Tiffany, this isn't at you. I'm just making a general statement, just to be clear. But the big picture is that the Democratic Party cannot take support for granted. And political ideas are not what win elections. If you want to go toe-to-toe with me on this, I can prove it. Look at the last election from Rutherford County. Look at how good we thought our ideas were, that they would motivate people. Oh, we've got the first this, and we've got the first that, and we believe in this platform here. Now, rightfully, some of these districts are drawn to where it's nearly impossible to win.
Sure.
But assuming that turnout happens because everyone wakes up on election day thinking like you, or like a Democrat, is the most inept exercise of politics that exists. The weakness of the party starts from the top down, which I think is what troubles me. My discourse tonight isn't going to beat the voters to death. I think election results stem from how well organizations care for and make decisions in the community. Political campaigns are the power of the parties, not their way of gaining power.
Right. Okay, Tiffany, you've got your sermon for today. It is Sunday.
No, I appreciate it because I did not go to church today. So.
Hot take, Tiffany, I know, but...
Okay, but the man is right, okay? Tiffany, congratulations to you on a race well run. Tell your husband hello, of course.
Yes, tell Matt I love him.
And
I will.
Okay, I won't get into that end of it. And but we look forward to seeing you again, and we'll be speaking going down the road. So you stay in touch, right. Please, okay?
Thank you. I will, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the show. All right. Good night, y'all.
Thank you. Okay. Good night. Tiffany Fee, and on her first time out.
Great job,
wasn't
it?
Fantastic job, yeah. We have another call on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Elaine Williams. How are you?
Elaine, how are you? We have a Victor calling. Yeah, how about that?
I am doing well. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to everyone in the Rutherford County community.
Right.
I have never run for election in my life.
Exactly, and you won by 143 votes.
143 votes.
Eat your heart out.
I'm telling you, fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
It's wonderful.
So I just say thank you. So many people were so selfless and so very kind with their time, with their children's time, with their grandchildren's time. I just, you know, you feel like thank you is not big enough. And, you know, what I thought would be a couple of hours a day ended up being 15-hour days for 4 months.
Yeah, okay. Now, you're on a road board, right? You're going to be on a road board.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
what about that hole in the front of my house? When are you going to get that fixed?
Are you in the county or are you in the city?
Also, there's a stop sign up there that's down. When are you going to get that fixed? You need to get out there tomorrow morning about break of dawn and get that fixed, too.
Oh, and Elaine, while you're at it, can you fix the traffic on Old Fort, please? I am really upset about how things are going out there.
Isn't it great being an elected official?
That is so funny.
And we have your number now, too, since you called in. So,
Elaine, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I called this lady Thursday night. She had to be up. She gets up at 4:30 in the morning. And you said you had been asleep and people were calling you and waking you up. You didn't know how you had come out, right?
Yes, sir. I had no idea.
You went to sleep on election night.
My day starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so
great day. Yeah.
People were kind enough to call and let me know. And so I got up.
Wow.
Elaine, we look forward to hearing from you. Please stay in touch. Congratulations to you.
Okay. Thank you again to everyone in the community.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Elaine Williams, elected to road board in zone, what is it, six?
Zone six.
All right. And we appreciate you calling in to say thanks to all of your constituents. Thanks to everybody. And, here's another lady, first time out of the gate.
Yeah. You know? We talked a couple of shows ago whenever I think it was when Amelia Pont was on about exciting it is to see women winning political elections, getting into politics, especially here in a place that seems that is ran by a good old boy establishment.
That is.
I think it's big.
Yes.
I think it's huge to keep that momentum too, and to get people excited about excited about candidates that may not traditional candidates that we've seen before.
Right. Yeah.
Come out the gate swinging. It's really I'm really proud of them.
You know, we've got of course Norsha Blackburn, she's, bad hair day.
I ain't gonna say anything.
Kelly Northcutt,
beautiful
Kelly, great
hair
friend
day.
Yeah, better beautiful, hair, a lot better hair day than that. David Settles, by the way, is on the city school board.
Yeah.
So he won. David did a great job.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful person. He and his wife, just good people, folks. But Kelly is the one that got me winning over this Matt Harriman.
She ran some numbers today, or she figured out some. She probably ran them because she's a genius. But
sure.
She figured out that the total number of votes for city council, not counting write-ins, was 23,010 votes.
Right.
That means that our campaign lost by less than 1% of the council votes.
Right.
208 votes shy of third place.
208 votes, what have we got here? Yeah. Third place.
In total, yeah. She lost to Kurt by 150. But in aggregate, 208.
208.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So that it's astounding to see margins cut so deeply. Kurt is a 6-8 years, maybe, on the city council?
I think it's eight. I think it's eight, yeah.
Yeah. And so to see Kelly come out so strong against a near-decade incumbent, and then stopping a plan that the GOP had to further ingrain Republican extremists onto a city council, that's big.
They put a bunch of money into that kid.
They did.
Yeah. He's a grown man, I guess, not to belittle, I don't mean that.
We thought, I felt very sad when I got the final results. I was sitting in Austin, looking up at the sky, just thinking, oh, God, why? But then I started to put things into context.
Right.
What if things are changing, but slowly?
I believe they are. And as I have always said, and people have heard me say this, the pendulum is always swinging. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly.
You're not
going to
get it all back overnight.
You're not going to get it all overnight.
No.
But here's Elaine Williams.
Yep.
And this is a change. It's a change for better. And I know Paul Johnson. Paul Johnson's a friend of mine. Paul inspected a lot of our houses when we were building with Raymer Brothers. We built a few homes here in Rutherford County.
Yeah.
Never had a crosswork, Paul. Never had a problem at all. He's a good fellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. But now he sits on the county commission. He's still a county commissioner here in Rutherford County. But, it's a small thing, but it's a good thing. And we take it a little at a time. Last election, Hope Oliver won a seat down in Laverne on the county commission, and so did Rommel McMurray,
Yeah.
So, I'll take them one or two at a time, if that's what it takes.
Yeah, and, Ed, give me $100.
Well, I don't have $100 on me.
So we focus so much about voter apathy, turnout, and while all those things are important, I think we as political activists or strategists shouldn't forget that earning the vote of someone is more than just asking them for it.
Sure.
I would expect that you'd want me to earn the $100 I asked for.
What are you going to do to if you are elected? What are your? Do you have an agenda? Do you have any plans? Do you have anything that would be different?
Dude, tell to me.
Well, not you. I mean, the candidate in general.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know. I think one thing is that we can't be blinded by our gifts. Our passions are a gift that pushes into action. And
right.
The action is what gives our lives purpose. However, not everyone is as passionate as the politician or the activist wants them to be.
Sure.
Even large marches, likes, and comments on social media posts, they're not real representative of the way the wind blows. I think we need to stop doing horse race politics on Facebook, Instagram, and whatever other social platform of the internet you choose to write on. But I think that there is a lot more cultivation that has to be done in this county to ensure that Democratic politicians have a chance. And it starts with our party getting out into the community, not just by having little fundraisers or events or going into different parts of the community
having
and
chili,
having dinners. Or
having a chili supper and all that.
Knock on doors of people that you don't traditionally knock on. Before Election Day, well before Election Day.
Right.
Because that's going to cultivate relationships with people that, hey, we're part of the Democratic Party. What is it in this community that I'm standing in right now that you see that we can put people up to address? That we can empower you by saying, hey, if you vote for this person, you have a chance to make a difference.
Sure.
Because a lot of people vote and don't care whether or not their vote's going to make a difference. Some people vote and they're afraid that even if their guy wins, nothing's going to happen.
Right. That is a very good point. They're voting just to be voting.
Yeah.
I have never done that. I mean, well, when I was younger, maybe I did. Yes. But this is a different ballgame now. For example, our local school board. Now, to be fair, you live in Manchester? Or you live in Lincoln?
No, I live downtown. I live right off of Highway 96.
Highway 96. You're here now.
I live over in Old Fort. Mm-hmm.
Old Fort. Okay. Yeah. All right.
St. Andrews, that area.
Okay. But no, you were living. You're out of.
I came from a small rural community in Tennessee called Lincoln County.
Lincoln County.
It's
there
an
you
hour
go.
And a half
right.
south of,
sure,
of here.
Sure. Sure. Good county. Good people.
Yeah.
Good
I love
folks.
It.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
Absolutely.
You know, what I'm looking at here. We have a local school board now that is all GOP.
Yep.
And they're wanting that public money put in those private schools.
And the state can override the school boards
sure,
anyway.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it'll make it easier.
Lee fix that up, sure.
Yeah.
So, I'm afraid to see what's going to happen in the next year or two.
Mm.
Because I would say this is not going to get any better.
If we work for it, it will eventually.
I don't know.
I do. I've seen what we're... If you work hard and make the attempts, you won't get it back today. You won't get it back tomorrow.
Right.
But if civil rights leaders in 64 and 60 and 59 had sat and thought, man, this whole segregation thing isn't going to get any better, that really sucks.
Well,
and then they ho-hum back off to their houses and just accept the fact.
Just accept the fact.
I'm sorry. America has never been a place where we... accept failure. It hasn't been a place to where we've been told to just give up, to stop trying. I'm pretty sure we put a man on the moon.
Yeah.
And if that was supposed to be impossible with less technology than what's in your
cell phone.
So
that's exactly right.
You're telling me that we can't influence a school board election, maybe not this year, but the year after. That's why it's so important that these county parties, that our county organizations begin to pump into the community like we've never seen. It's going to take feet on the ground all times, off election cycle, to get the ground cultivated so the parties can then express power. These candidates are in no position to be the ones giving the power to the party. They don't have time.
Right. Exactly. And we're going to talk about this when we return. We're going to go to our last series of breaks. But we've got some contest coming up here now in the state, and this can be done.
Absolutely,
this can be. I've run through the numbers myself. It's not easy, but it can be done.
Yeah.
Okay. Christian Gay is our guest tonight. Jackson's on the board. Thank you all so far for your calls. We appreciate it. Ed Raymer with you. We're back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. I want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back for our last few minutes here. Okay, Jackson just told me something that I have not known for the last year or two. It's always been this way since I got here. We do not receive texts here, okay? And Christian got a text from a friend of his, or someone, apparently. And if you want to text, you're welcome to text me at 615-390-7219. That's my personal phone. For some reason, we used to receive text here, but we do not now. And by the way, so send us a text, you know, you can send it to my number, and it's 615-390-7219, okay? And my apologies. I did not know this. And really, to be honest with you, Jackson didn't either, okay? So at any rate, we have another caller on the line. Caller, please, go ahead.
Hey, Ed, how you doing? This is Kelly.
Kelly Northcutt, how are you doing, hon?
I'm doing pretty good, honestly. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to lose a race when you put so much, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into it. But
sure.
I have just an amazing team and a lot of volunteers and probably the most robust campaign that I've been a part of in Rutherford County up to now, and I just kind of wanted to say
You're
thank
welcome.
You to all of them and everybody that supported us. And you know, it's like it was truly a group effort, and I think we had a pretty good, you know, a pretty good turnout. We resonated with people, so yeah, it's kind of hard to beat incumbents, but I feel good about how we did. I'd have felt better if we won, but.
Sure, but you only came up just over 200 votes short, I believe, wasn't it, Christian? I believe.
Yeah, 208, yeah.
I mean, 208 is what I've got here. And a very well-run race. And, it wound up like this last time with Carolyn Cox. You know, this is like 100, 150 votes or something like that. So
yeah, just like
you're still in there pitching. By the way, I got to meet election night a fellow that says he listens ever so often, or says he listened to me. I don't know. I have to sit here and look it on. And one of the fellows was in your race, Bill Shacklett, and a very nice man, you know. And he seems to be a very, I don't know Mr. Shacklett. I know my wife, when she was in school, did business, I think, with some of the photography people. But now that was back in 79 or 80, somewhere around in there. And so Mr. Shacklett and his family, they've been around a long time. But it was a pleasure to meet him Thursday night. And we appreciate his support. And Kelly, I am really
gracious. There's all race,
Yes. And Kelly, I want to tell you, it's, you've put your name on a ballot several times now. I hope you will, you know, take some time and think this thing over, because it gets a little better for us, not only you, but all the party, every time we go out. And it's almost like it's been a learning process, you know?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, me and you, we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, so to speak, but some of our younger people, and our county is growing at such a rate, and I wanted to tell that Christian and I were going to touch on that. You know, we have some important state races that are coming up. You know.
Yes, we have some wonderful candidates, and they all need people that want some change to come out and help them. And, you know, if knocking on doors is your thing, please step up and help somebody. If that ain't your gig, and, you know, it's like you just want to make some calls or
get on the phone.
Or help them with social media or IT or, you know, whatever your gifts are, they can find a way to plug you in to help, and it makes you feel a part of making change if that's important to you, and it helps them out tremendously. And even if you can, you know, only donate, you know, $20, it's like I know for a fact that that's appreciated, because they're all, you know, Democratic candidates are grassroots, you know, it's like we're, you know, small donor kind of operations, because we're not being funded by, you know, big PACs and school voucher people or the NRA.
As one of your of your opponents was, to the tune, as I understand, of about $40,000.
Oh, at least that. I think more, closer to almost 50. Yeah,
that's an addition to your house right there. I mean,
That's at least a good down payment. And he was endorsed by the governor. I think it kind of points out, as well as some other races around the state, that the governor's endorsement isn't what people presumed it might have been.
No, not at all. Not this governor, anyway. No.
Yes, and he's made a big push for getting, like, you know, pro-voucher candidates in place.
That's all they talk about. That's, well, you know, and they're going, and now with a completely controlled, Tiffany called in, I guess you might have heard earlier, completely controlled by Republicans, that's where we're headed. Now, if people can't see that, folks, I don't know what to tell you, you know?
But the governor couldn't get it passed with the House, the State House and the State Senate, both in Republican control,
right.
And that was his pet project. So I think it's, at least I hope, it's going to die an untimely death this time around too, and now that he's a lame duck. But my point was, I wanted to call in and talk, address something that Christian had brought up. He mentioned the power of the parties, and, you know, they can't really derive their power from the candidates. And I think that, you know, across the state, from the state party, that it, the tendency is to rely on the candidates to do the heavy lifting of organizing, of outreach, of get out the vote, because that's when we have the focus of people. That's when we have the momentum. That's when we have, you know, people that excite folks. But the drudgery work is what really needs to be addressed between cycles. And I don't really think that that's the focus. You know, I think the focus on retaining Democrat incumbents is important, but that can't be our only focus. So I kind of wanted to ask Christian what are we lacking? It's like, I think that we need to focus on the rural counties. We need to focus on the suburban counties, but there's definitely a tendency to rely on candidates that are underfunded and undersupported to do the heavy lifting. And I think there needs to be just an ideological shift on how that support comes to be. Candidates are willing to do the hard work, but they can't be the only ones doing it.
And Kelly, we have to face this fact. By the way, Terry Livingston, Terry is trying, our number here is 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Terry had sent me a text and wondered what our number was. And but Kelly, it is a necessary evil. You're going to have money to run a campaign.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, you talk about what we're lacking. And right. We dance around everything that we can dance around, but it's leadership. We need leadership from a party. We need leadership in the party that's right. willing to do this hard drudgery work. And if races this last time and the function of the party and its outreach has been any indication, is that we need a better process and someone with a better vision to implement that process. That's what I feel like the first and most important thing is that we're lacking. And it's the truth.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Don't be afraid, you know, Kelly, I think you'd harp in on this. Don't be afraid to state your case. You know, public money in private schools is not a good idea. We moved here, my wife and I did. We've had this conversation, and our children are through school, they're through college. They're out on their own. They're doing fine, thank goodness, knock on wood. But we were here because of the public school system, you know. No offense to private schools. If you can afford to send your kid to private school, that's great. We've got Democrats that send their kids to private school. That's fantastic. That's wonderful. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's on you. Yeah, it's like I think public education is vital. You know, it's like it's the great equalizer. It's like it is opportunity handed to you. You know, it's like you have the same opportunity as anybody else at that school to learn what you need to learn and, you know, and get an opportunity to for higher education or, you know, or even, you know, if you don't pursue higher education, it gives you a level playing field. And I think that that's vital to our communities to continue funding and not drain that
right
to send to private schools.
Exactly.
And as we've seen with like Arizona, funding private tuition from public coffers, it will bankrupt the state. We can't keep up with that. So I don't know what the end game is, but it's not equal opportunity for every child, and that's what we need to protect.
Right. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Kelly, thank you so much. We're in our last couple of minutes here. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for running. Thank you for putting your name on a ballot.
It was an honor and a pleasure to work with you.
Always is the same with you.
Good luck to you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye.
Take care. That is a lady that is class right there. I mean, she really is.
All the time, every time.
Yeah.
All
now
the
she
time,
could have picked a
time.
Better campaign manager probably, but.
you get what you pay for, Ed. And Kelly, I'm still waiting on the $10.
Yeah. Well, she owed me $14 for that vote, but I mean, you know. I never got that either. But,
well, we already expended that, so you should get
okay,
in the mail.
Okay, yeah, that went out on the bologna sandwiches,
it did,
I guess.
It did.
Yeah. Christian, we're going to have to get out of here. Our guests are outside. Thank you for being
good.
Here.
Of
and
course.
We're going to talk some
me,
more.
Yeah.
And Christian, we'll be back, I know. And I'll tell you what, next Sunday at 8 o'clock. Yeah, we'll be back. And until then, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.